You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Cosun's first half 2013 net profit surged 46% of its examination glove, clean room glove and TRP division's revenue growing. Could you elaborate on the results?
Oh, yes. In fact, as far as the glove business is concerned, I would say the demand for glove in the market is still very strong. We are happy with the result. And the result is mainly due to the effort we put in upgrading our production, improving our production productivity, cost saving, and also the very important thing, we are looking into how to use technology to improve all the quality of the glove, the productivity of the glove, and cost saving. There's a result, there's an effort to put in to improve our competitiveness in the market, and also shifting more of the our production of natural rubber glove to synthetic rubber glove, because synthetic is fetching a better profit margin. But the program is still going on. In fact, it's just a starting. We probably would like to see better results in the future.
Well, your technical rubber products division recorded a PBT increase of 9% year-on-year due to lower raw mat prices as well as better cost management. What are some of the products under this division and some of the industries that you're selling these to and perhaps some of your customers?
As far as technical rubber product is concerned, we are mainly in infrastructure rubber products, like for instance, this marine dock fenders, specific bearing pack. And the other one is industrial rubber product, more for automotive use in USA. So this is the area we are concentrating on all the technical rubber products, and about 65% of the product exported overseas. Like the automotive parts, we're mainly going to USA market. And as far as the infrastructure rubber product are mainly in the Asia and Middle East. And we also concentrate in mining industry rubber product are mainly export to Australia. In fact, we are putting more effort to grow this business. And because of technical rubber product, we are also looking into how to sell more to the Western countries.
So segment-wise, how much does this division contribute to revenue from a percentage perspective?
To the total sales still low. At the moment, technical rubber products, as far as the sales concerned, contribute about 11.5%. Profit is 9.6%. But we are seeing the potential of this range of product to grow in the world market.
So how does the strengthening of the U.S. economy help Cosun, if at all? Like, for instance, you mentioned that a lot of the automotive TRPs are exported to the States.
Oh, definitely. With the U.S. economy now getting better, especially the automotive side, which is the key area in USA, we believe that they were going to help us in USA, because USA work together with certain business partner in USA, and we worked how to create value together. So we believe with the U.S. economy getting better, we should be able to do better in the USA market.
Tell us about the creation of InTouch Gloves. I understand it will help Cosun to tap into price-sensitive markets.
InTouch is more with graders for surgical products, because lately we just complete one of our surgical plants, which is quite big in size, purely concentrating in surgical gloves. And we are signing we call agency agreement with our customer in different parts of the world, so that we can create this name in the market. Because as far as American glove is concerned, normally we are OEM to people, so we cannot difficult to create our own brand name. Then we have the conflict of interest. But as far as surgical glove is concerned, I think we want to develop our own market, our own branding on long term basis, and it's a very unique type of product.
Well, previously, industry sources have said that some glove makers have been aggressively slashing selling prices for synthetic gloves. Is that still the case? And has Cosun had to resort to price cutting as well?
I think it's not true. Normally, for glove, the price coming down because of raw material price coming down. That lately, for the last 2 months, natural rubber, in fact, dropped by quite a lot. Synthetic rubber also dropped by quite a lot. It's mainly due to the so-called raw material price coming down. In actual fact, the demand is very strong. But definitely, there are some shifting of natural rubber to synthetic glove. And natural rubber, once it's shifting, especially a low-end type of natural rubber glove, which in fact, they create a temporary pressure in that area. But overall to us, the demand is still very, very strong. We are running at 90% capacity. We've got no capacity for our customers.
So aside from diversifying your product range, Dato, how is Kosan managing the risk of overcapacity? But it sounds like you don't have that problem as you're running at about 90%, as well as competition.
We never worry about this sort of competition sort of things. I would say competition is always beyond control. And people talking about oversupply scenario, you know, over the last number of years, people have been always talking about oversupply. But is it really the case? Over the last year, a few years, never happened. But I think oversupply capacity is not in the picture because the consumption of glove in the market is growing, not just into medical glove application, also into consumer application, into industrial application. So I don't see there is any worry of oversupply or competition issue. But the key important thing is individual factory, you must really keep improving and transforming your operation to make sure that you're able to compete in the market, because business, you need to compete. But competition will improve, will help the manufacturer to improve yourself and make you be better in the market. So we never worry about that.
Well, we hear also that Kosan could be on the lookout to acquire companies, perhaps a technical rubber product one. Tell us more about your plans.
Because as far as our company is concerned, our financial position is very strong. At the moment, our gearing is 0.05, and we got 131 million cash in hand. So up to this stage, we find that it's good to go for M&A, especially for technical rubber products in developed countries like Japan, Germany, or USA, because it's good to take their so-called technology and make a base of manufacturing to be in Malaysia, using their platform in overseas to supply, to service the customer in their country. So we are seeing that this is a good opportunity to move along that line.
Okay, so could you name any companies that you could be eyeing at this point?
Sorry, at the moment we haven't got any so-called specific company, but we are targeting for company in overseas, especially now in the US, when the Japan market is no good. It's probably a good timing to look into those areas.
Any other guidance that you can give us for the second half of this year, Dato?
We still believe our second half business is going to be good because our expansion is going on. In actual fact, our new expansion, like for instance our surgical plant, we just started. That's going to give us more contribution probably in the second half and next year. And with our new expansion coming on stream, which is going to be ready by end of the year and first half of next year, so we are seeing that this is going to give a lot of competition. On top of that, in fact, we are going through a program of transformation to go into a lot of far more automation, seeing that the future, a lot of challenges like labor supply, energy costs going to increase, you know. So we are going into a lot of optimization process, automation to do away with people, to save energy, and to create new products to make sure that we are able to compete in the market. That is what we are looking at, and this is a continuous process.
Thanks so much, Datuk Lim Kuang Sia, MD of Kosan Rubber Industries. I'm Ku Sian Chun for BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.